This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. Last Sunday, I walked into Artemis Art, a gallery in Solaris Dutamas, a place more known simply as Publica. Although it was near closing time, there were several people looking at bright, bold, beastly works hanging on the walls. Beastly because the subjects were birds and predatory animals. They made the place feel not unlike a psychedelic menagerie. The artist is young Haris Rashid, who is with the gallery owner and curator Jamal Al-Idrus. Welcome. Rashid, you are only 23 years old.
Yes.
And so from that perspective, you're a millennial. And in many ways, quite early for you to have this kind of milestone, to have your debut solo exhibition. How do you feel about this?
Well, I've been preparing for the solo exhibition for about 2 years now. And I already knew how it was going to look like, what paintings were going to be in there. So I was pretty much ready when I approached Artemis Gallery.
In getting this exhibition going, you have to find a gallery.
Yes.
How did you decide on Artemis?
Well, since I was young, I wanted to find a very open gallery that could accept my kind of work, because maybe my prices are not that high or I'm not as established as other artists are. So I found Artemis Gallery to be quite open and friendly and accepting to young artists. That's why I approached them.
Jamal, how did this collaboration, he came to you and then?
That's correct. Artemis, throughout our short-ish career, we've only been around for about 3 years. One of the main focus areas is on young artists. And we provide a platform for young artists, regardless of whether or not they went through a formal fine art path to becoming an artist, a platform for them to showcase their work. So I suppose we've kind of developed a reputation for being a platform.
But I assume you don't accept just anybody who comes with a portfolio of works. There must be something about the artist that you find, okay, this is going to be commercially viable.
That's correct. One of the things that first caught our eye about Haris's work is on the detailing that he's done on his works. They're in fact quite unique in that he incorporates what we would consider a more Art Nouveau-ish kind of a feel to the works. And of course, the skill is quite apparent when you look at the works themselves.
Haris, how did you come to art?
Well, I initially wanted to get into architecture, but because my results wasn't that good, then I tried to figure out what else I could do with my life. So I entered the One Academy in Sunway, and I majored in illustration. And from there, because I was drawing since I was small, but I didn't know that becoming an artist could be a full-time thing or has a future.
But is there a difference for you between an illustrator and an artist?
Yes, I think so, because I don't really consider myself as a full fine artist, because my works don't really have that much of emotional, like some other artists where they have to be maybe depressed or maybe too happy, or maybe, yeah.
Although when I mentioned the colors of your works as bright, I showed the brochure to a colleague of mine, and he says, wow, kind of dark colors. Jamal, what do you think of his art? Are they more illustrations and therefore based more on skills than as opposed to a kind of artistic view on the subject?
The debate, I suppose, today is what constitutes a fine artist and what constitutes an illustrator. To us, essentially, these are all various forms of visual art. So to say that Haris is not an artist, for example, I think that would not be doing justice to his work. He is both. To us, he's both an illustrator and an artist. Now, why I say that, he is an artist first and foremost, but he uses a more illustration-type style as his way of expression.
Actually, when I first walked in and I looked at the pieces on the left-hand side of the entrance, after looking at them, I turned around to Jamal and said, hey, you know what? This reminds me of tattoo art.
Yeah. Unconsciously, I don't know why, but I like to do those kind of pigments, line art, and somehow it comes out as a tattoo art. I get that a lot, yes.
So I'm not wrong in
yes,
in making
yes.
that kind of
exactly,
connection.
Yes.
I also noticed the works that have been sold, the larger pieces,
yes.
they don't look like the ones that you've done for the paper. There
yes,
is
yes.
a definite change in
yes,
the quality
yes.
and even in the image.
Yeah, because I've been preparing for 2 years. When I started, that was the thing that I did. More tattoo, more on paper, more white spaces in between. Now you can see that I evolved to more filling in the spaces, more harmonious colors.
The question that we asked just now, whether he's an illustrator or as an artist, maybe because he's young, he says, I'm more illustrating, more drawing than I am an artist. And you said, what's the difference? The difference for me is perhaps an artist has a kind of perspective. What perspective do you bring to your art?
Well, for the Beauty and the Beast, which obviously it's more about environmental and wildlife conservation. Maybe to give more wear to more local animals, more local plants, then because a lot of people like to see foreign kind of animals, but they don't see the beauty that we have here in Malaysia.
No tapir though, but the
yes,
animals that you have...
He's coming soon.
Because the animals that you have portrayed are, in a sense, more predatory, even
yes,
the birds,
yes, yes.
With the exception of
yes.
kind of like a flamingo. There's
yes,
a flamingo
yes.
somewhere, and your parrots, that of course, they are.
Yeah.
But the ones that kind of stood out for me
I
were
see.
your sun bear, your panthers, your tigers.
Yeah, I wanted to find animals that could give like presence when you look at them. Maybe you feel intimidated or you feel drawn to it as well.
In drawing these kind of predatory animals,
mm-hmm.
and yet you're saying that this is about the environment, that we need to preserve
yes.
these things. But their strengths seem to show that they are going to survive when
yes,
the message
yes.
that you have seemed to be suggesting that they are nearing extinction.
Well, I wanted to give like a sense of maybe when people look at it, there's like a strength they can get from it, a sense of empowerment. Maybe they see themselves, so they have more confidence in themselves.
How long did it take you to do these works? Because some of them were done earlier.
Yes, yes. Well, it depends. The larger pieces could take up to a month. But on average, I'll take like about a week for each of the works.
Where do you see yourself going from here?
Well, hopefully I could bring my works internationally, perhaps in the States to showcase there. Yeah.
Are you now doing this full-time? You are
yes.
done with school?
Yes.
And so just paint
exactly,
everything?
Exactly, yes.
So where does the inspiration come from? In the sense, like, you know, you hope that your works will go to the States, but what will be the next series for your subject?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Or whatever comes to mind. I can't predict the future. Yeah.
Okay, you have this exhibition now. What are you drawing now?
Right now, for the exhibition?
The exhibition is over.
Yes.
I mean,
oh,
the
I'm
exhibition
not
is going on.
Anything right now.
Oh, you're just resting.
Exactly.
Back to your question, where Haris goes from here. With a lot of the artists that we have worked with, the amount of effort and energy put into preparing for a solo exhibition can be quite... Well, put it this way, it's not non-trivial. Yeah,
yeah.
It's quite demanding. So a lot of artists need a sort of downtime period after their solos before they can figure out what they want to do next. But we are confident that Haris will find something equally as intriguing or even more for him to focus on for his future works.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Haris Rashid, artist, and Jamal Al-Idrus, the owner of the gallery Artemis Art in Publica Solaris Tutamas. The exhibition titled Beauty in the Beast opened Monday, March 23rd, with its official launch on Friday, March 27th. The exhibition will run through Sunday, April 12th. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.